This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. So glad you are here. We're looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Some wording here, very interesting. Verse 11 especially speaks of, here's the wording, strong delusion. And the context is that God allows strong delusion to come into the hearts and minds of men and women who choose to resist the truth and prefer instead falsehood, lies, deceit. So strong delusion is the wording, and the two verses ahead of 11 set the stage. This is verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan. Verse 10, and with all wicked deception, they refuse to love the truth. And then 11, therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they believe what is false. It reminds me of what happened with God's people when they were taken into captivity in Babylon. You know, the exile that took place, the 70-year period, resulted from a similar situation that we're living in now. God's people stopped listening to him. Therefore, he stopped listening to them. And what resulted, tragically, unfortunately, and totally unnecessarily, was that the people were taken captive by an enemy army. Their city was completely destroyed, and the people taken into a foreign nation, a foreign city, to live among foreign people, where King Nebuchadnezzar, a pagan king, actually administered and ruled during that time. Over the exile period, the 70-year period. I'm likening the situation then to where we are today in context with these verses, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I cannot say strongly enough how it is so important for us to realize God's word lays out, reveals, teaches, shows in advance, prophesies, explains what the enemy plans, what his plot is, so that we can avoid that plot, that plan, and cling to the plan that God has for us, not only individually, for the family, for the region, definitely for the nation, so that where we are now is in a place that we see the strong delusion taking place on every side. And you look at situations, you observe situations, I do, I'm sure you have too, and this is not unique to my nation at all. It is happening around the world, in every place, to every people. You look at the situation, you perceive how very dark it is, you realize that that darkness is so thick, and you wonder, how can this be? Do they not realize what they're doing is wrong? Cannot they see that they are playing into the hands of Satan, God's enemy? And the answer is no, they cannot see it. They do not realize it. That is the point. You might say they're delusional, but it's really worse than that. It's more than that. This strong delusion is a category unlike anything we've ever known or seen in human history. This is an unparalleled time in both ways. John chapter 1 explains how the light came into the world, but the darkness of the world perceived it not, could not recognize or process the light, what it is for, who it is, everything that goes with the expression of the light. But hey, that doesn't stop the manifestation of the light. And those of us who perceive the light realize the contest, that it's a battle. And we are on the Lord's side, so we can see, perceive, recognize, and discern, hey, that's darkness. That is lie. That is lies. That is delusional. It is the state of strong delusion. And just as was the case with the people who were taken into captivity in Babylon, it was because the people stopped listening to God that God said, I will stop listening to you. Because there is a point in time where God's mercy and His justice intersect, and His mercy, which has two sides, it is a two-edged blade, sword, if you will, as is His justice. When the sword of truth, the sword of mercy, the sword of justice comes, it is skillfully wielded by the hand of the Lord so that it separates light from dark, good from evil. And so the side that I have chosen, when that cutting comes, when the separation comes, then I'm separated over to that side. And if I am in darkness and already deluded, then it increases. That state increases. And I'll say more about that in just a minute. But if I am on the side of light, then the light intensifies. It increases, is more bright, so that I see more clearly, can hear more clearly, because you see the noise is removed. That outside noise, all that chatter, all of that hum that is so distracting is siphoned out, literally, by the presence of the light, so that my acuity in sight and hearing increases. So this is a phenomenon and is so distinctive now of our time. It is unique. There have been times of darkness before, times of God's revealing His light before, but never like this. We are sitting at the crossroad of the intersection of God's mercy and His perfect justice, remembering and realizing that in the heart and mind of Almighty God, justice always contains God's appeal for repentance, to change. That really is what the Great Tribulation will be about, as God contends one last time for the one whose heart is so very hardened and resistant to His love and extension of love. God's justice comes with the ultimate aim of softening that heart so that the individual can be delivered out of the snare that has entrapped them under the orchestration of Satan and his demonic hordes, a vast army of those who implement cruelty, hate, racism, murder, all that goes with the evil that man is capable of when he's controlled by that dark force. Satan at the head, demonic activity causing it to happen. So for any situation that you're looking at, whether you are experiencing that situation firsthand or observing only, you should be able to discern the situation is men and women who are maybe uninformed, perhaps have gotten some wrong information, are trying to do their best, but there's just that element of error that has caused them to embrace the wrong thing, the wrong side, the wrong method, whatever. Whether that is the case, or, and we should be able to discern the difference here, or if it's something more serious. If there is now a progression of what began innocently, now we are looking at a demonic stronghold, demonic activity, where men and women sit motionless and without blinking, utter such unbelievable, horrific things, and take the side of those things and become aligned with the design that perpetuates those evil, dark, wicked things. So the light must shine. Again, John chapter 1. The light must shine to expose that darkness. The light shines within the born-again believer, the one who has embraced the light and who chooses to walk a line and in step with not only Almighty God in His presence, but consumed with the truth of His Word. His Word. So His presence and His Word keep us, protect us from this delusional state where we're led astray, where we're taken captivity in our intellect, emotions, the way we live our lives, and become entrapped. So I'm trying to say this, you know, different ways to make the point, to come at it from every direction so that you see that strong delusion was not God's preference. He didn't just orchestrate that on a whim. Strong delusion is the thing that separates those that are taken captive by darkness from the light, so that you distinguish between the two. And even those in strong delusion are under the watchful eye of the love of God as He continues determined to open their eyes so that they can see. And you know, sometimes it takes a lot. Growing up, you know, I grew up in the day when parents spanked their children for misbehaving, for disobedience. And thank God for the wisdom they had and the courage they displayed. But one of the things that our grandparents would say, if we disobeyed, we were instructed what to do and what not to do, and we did what we were not supposed to do, they would say, you're just aching for a spanking, aren't you? You are just aching for a spanking. You are just begging for a spanking. And I thought to myself, I didn't like to hear that. But it was so true. The flesh of the child misbehaving, disobeying, when confronted with the punishment that that behavior demanded, if love was really in operation, because then the veil lifted off of your eyes. Everything got better. I'm not talking about a whipping. I'm talking about a spanking. Some pressure applied to the bottom. Nothing violent, nothing in anger. And there's a difference. So I'm not saying that. Honestly, this time that we're in now, so important to recognize the manifestation of the love of God being poured out in every way possible. First of all, to protect those that are in the light, holding on to the light, adhering to the light, aligning with the light, and those who have chosen to mock God and defy Him, and to purposefully, intentionally perpetuate harm and destruction. They are headed into an encounter with God's justice, and this strong delusion that God has allowed will be confronted on a heightened level. So I'll read again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one, that is the Antichrist, the lawless one, is by the activity of Satan. In other words, that is how that activity came about. That is how the lawless one came about, by the activity of Satan. Continuing with this verse, with all power and false signs and wonders. So see, there's an element of power here, no question. Verse 10, and with all, underline all, wicked deception for those who are perishing, those who are blinded, those who have entered into Satan's scheme, because, verse 10 says, they refuse to love the truth and therefore be saved. And ultimately, verse 11, therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. Everything produces, reproduces after its own kind. Light gets more light, dark gets more dark. Everything reproduces after its own kind. Lord, we pray today out over this condition, this end time condition that we see all around us, the darkness perpetuated by men and women who seem to be unflinching under the weight of such cruelty and madness, literally insanity. We pray, Father, for your protection over your people, your keeping power, the brightness of your light growing more light, more bright, and that, Father, your intention that all will be saved flows through us. You give us, to us, words of life. We speak those words everywhere we go. We stand up to speak the truth, engaging the culture, determined to advance what thus saith the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.